Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Man of Steel is the latest makeover in the 75-year history of the ever-evolving Superman. Man of Steel, seen in the 3D IMAX format for this review, is super in every way. Super computer-generated special effects, super action, super chest-pounding loud, and super long. Yes, Superman is supersized. The latest iteration of Superman has the mindset of the post-9/11 United States and works well with the Man of Steel's mission statement, which is to fight and advocate for, quote, truth, justice, and the American way, unquote. Zack Snyder, who directed Watchmen, 300, and Dawn of the Dead, directs Man of Steel from a screenplay by David S. Goyer, who wrote the screenplays Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises, from a story co-written by Christopher Nolan, who directed the Batman series, and Goyer. Snyder, Nolan, and Goyer take Superman in a darker direction, not unlike The Dark Knight and the world of Transformers. In Man of Steel, Metropolis and Smallville get blasted to smithereens from the deadly fire of the United States military and forces from Krypton. Superman is clearly fashioned not as just some guy with supernatural powers in a red cape, who's, quote, faster than a speeding bullet, unquote, and the computer-generated special effects in this department are exhilarating, but he's a messianic figure, and he's perhaps the most famous illegal alien. The Man of Steel story is told in numerous flashbacks interspersed throughout the film, including Superman's rescue of fellow students on a school bus and of drill workers on an ocean oil rig. Scenes between Superman and his Krypton parents, between his Earth parents, and with Lois Lane and other Earthlings are sensitively rendered. Man of Steel has many grace notes, however, you, the moviegoer, and the movie has to plow through a lot of spectacular destruction to get to the fine points. In Man of Steel, the casting is also super. As Kal-El, his Krypton name, Clark Kent, his Earth name, Henry Cavill of TV's The Tudors, fills Superman's bodysuit to a T. No need for computer-generated imagery here. Similarly, Daily Planet, now Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Lois Lane, is no wallflower or arm candy. Amy Adams is so forthright in her acting style. Michael Shannon, as General Zod, Superman's immensely despicable nemesis from Krypton, is, well, immensely despicable. Ange Trau, as Fayor-Ul, another Kryptonic bad person, is really evil as well. Russell Crowe is an effective choice as Jor-El, Superman's Krypton father. Lawrence Fishburne, as Daily Planet editor Perry White, is an interesting choice. The supporting but always key roles are filled well by Kevin Costner and Diane Lane as Clark Kent's adoptive parents. Like it or not, Man of Steel epitomizes the Hollywood blockbuster movie-making mentality and sets new standards for summer popcorn movie entertainment. Oh, and by the way, what's that up in the sky? It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Man of Steel 2, already in pre-production. Man of Steel is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and destruction, and for some language. Opening June 28, The Heat. Sandra Bullock teams with Melissa McCarthy in the action comedy directed by Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids. It's about two female Boston police officers. It's the female buddy cop movie of the summer. White House Down. Roland Emmerich directs yet another attack on the White House. What, the elections weren't enough? Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx, and Maggie Gyllenhaal star in the action thriller. Redemption. Jason Statham stars as an ex-Special Forces soldier in London's criminal underworld in the action thriller. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.